And the first thing we're going to hear is the vocalese.
Yes, transcribed by Zoltan Kocic.
Ching-Yung Hu, live in our performance studio here at WRTI, and the vocalese by Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Yes.
So besides recording CDs and teaching, you're also going to be performing very soon.
Yeah.
Far away.
I've had a very busy February. I'm back and forth between California for concerts, recording this album, and playing several concerts here, actually, in the region. And I'm going to Taiwan for a tour soon, for 3 weeks, actually. And it's a different program there. I will have Rachmaninoff Etude Tableau, the complete one. But the second half has a jazz thing, like Earl Wild and Gershwin and Nikolai Kapustin and Al Kahn, which is new for my repertoire. I'm so excited for this program. But today we are playing only Rachmaninoff, yes.
Sergei gets top billing today.
Right.
So the next piece is the first movement of the Sonata Number 2,
yes,
by Sergei Rachmaninoff, yeah, performed by Ching-Yung Hu.
Okay.
Thank you. the first movement of the Sonata No. 2 of Rachmaninoff, Ching Yung-Hu performing. Are all the keys still there? I think we have to count them. Are there still 88?
Yeah, let me check. I'm not sure.
We were speaking before the performance about your thumb.
Yes.
And you sliced it open as you were recording the CD. That had to be the worst split second of your career.
Yeah, we had a bit of a story in January. First, the snowstorm, which delayed the recording. And then just as I was going to come back and record the next day, and we scheduled, the Philly came to come in, so there were so many people scheduled. And then I was just simply cleaning my kitchen counter. And I happened to grab the Cuisinart blade, which for that second, it split my thumb open, and it wouldn't stop bleeding. For a whole hour, and I knew I was in trouble. Yeah, but, you know, it gave another month for the music to mature, and you wouldn't believe that because there were so many concerts after I went back to playing, it helped. So almost, I shouldn't say I'm thankful for, of course, but we have to look at it, you know, the better way.
Well, it hasn't seemed to affect anything.
Yeah, it's doing okay.
Yeah. Well, we go from firecrackers to a more gentle piece, the lilacs.
Yeah, I love this piece because it's a little flower. It's natural and it's just as it is. Beautiful. Yeah, so I should play.
Lilacs, music of Rachmaninoff, performed live in our studio by Ching Yung-Hu. I've been watching you play.
Yeah.
And your eyes are closed most of the time. What are you seeing?
I see crack. It's crack open. Oh. I see the keyboard, but I'm imagining the most beautiful things that I can imagine as I play this music, because I love it so much. And and I was just in Santa Cruz, and there was one time around 5:30 at night at the ocean, and the color of the sunset was so spectacular. It's almost surreal. And that kept coming back to, as I was recording last week, that color and that moment kept coming back to my music. I don't know, yeah.
I wonder, since music and art and theater and drama, everything is just a facet of the same jewel.
Right.
Are there visual artists, painters that you feel a similar mood from as the music that you play? I mean, when you look at a painting, does it bring up a similar feeling for you?
That's very interesting. Actually, I see some photographs, actually, black and white photographs, or photographs that's it's not new, definitely not bright color and new, but full of nuances and a little bit that reminds you of like a scene of grandfather, grandmother in a little wooden house, and outside is all snow, and he is telling the little children stories. Mm-hmm. And these stories are from far away of, you know, of a different world. That's how I see this music. Yeah.
Very poetic.
Yeah.
We have time for the final piece, the Etude Tableau, Opus 39, numbers 8 and 9. Okay. And here's Jin Young Hu to perform.
Thank you.
time I think you broke it. The Opus 39, numbers 8 and 9 of Rachmaninoff, performed live in our studio by Ching Yong Hu.
Let me catch my breath.
So what is the next thing? You said you're heading on a tour, and but what's the very next thing you're doing?
The next thing is we're filming the behind-the-scene trailer and MV for the album. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about a few days. Between now until my tour is less than 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. And once I'm in Taipei, I have a series of lectures, and I'm playing a recital at the National Concert Hall in Taipei, as well as concerts with National Taiwan Symphony Orchestra with Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody, the thing of Paganini, with conductor Mei Anqian.
An ambitious program.
Yeah, it's a lot of things to keep in the fingers.
Well, good luck to you, and
thank you very much
for coming today.
Ching
Yong Hu, and we'll have more of our Steinway 165th anniversary celebration tomorrow and Monday.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Back to you, Jack.